This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Add it all up across the country, and there are over 1 million acres of land that are dug up and used for coal mining. But reclaiming those mines when the coal's tapped is expensive. You got to fill them up, replant, make it nice again. And as the coal industry struggles, there's concern that coal companies don't have the billions they promised to pay to clean it all up. Lee Patterson from Inside Energy reports.
I meet Carla Oxenden on a windy stretch of highway overlooking Eagle Butte Coal Mine, a cavernous open pit near Gillette, Wyoming.
Thanks for meeting me.
Nice to meet you.
She points past some power lines to her house. It's on a hill so close to the mine that she and her husband can feel it.
The shaking from the blast, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like an earthquake.
Over the years, they've managed to coexist, but now Carla is concerned about the future of the mine. Its owner, Alpha Natural Resources, one of the largest coal companies in the country, has filed for bankruptcy. And regulators estimate it would cost over $400 million to restore Alpha's Wyoming mines, including this one. In its most recent financial filings, the company listed liabilities of 2.5 times greater than its assets. How and when most of those cleanup costs will get paid back is uncertain.
It would be a huge program to try to fill it all in, and hopefully they won't leave it for the taxpayer to pay the bill.
Leaving it to the taxpayers is exactly what is never supposed to happen. Federal law requires coal companies to financially guarantee eventual cleanup before mining even begins. But one type of financial guarantee that's behind billions of dollars in outstanding reclamation costs isn't much more than a promise. It's called self-bonding.
A self-bond is basically like an IOU.
Clark Williams Derry is with the Sightline Institute, a think tank focusing on sustainability, energy, and the environment.
It's just kind of a piece of paper that says, hey, you know what? I'm good for it.
Requirements vary state to state, but in order to self-bond, coal companies must first pass a test of financial strength.
And for a long time, it didn't seem to be much of a problem.
But now, in a struggling coal market,
big companies, companies that seem to be too healthy to fail, too big to go under, that are approaching bankruptcy, and they've been self-bonding.
Of the top coal-producing states, Wyoming has the highest rate of self-bonding at 76%. Inside Energy calculated that in at least 4 more states, Colorado, North Dakota, Indiana, and Texas, more than half of the projected mine cleanup costs are backed by self-bonds. The top 2 coal-producing states, Wyoming and West Virginia in particular, are dealing with self-bonding issues as the coal industry contracts. Regulators here are now reviewing the state's self-bonding rules to make sure they still work. Todd Parfit is the director of Wyoming's Department of Environmental Quality. He says part of the problem is that the downturn in the coal industry happened so quickly.
If we could predict what the market was going to do, absolutely, you know, you could have gotten a bit of a head start on this, but could you really have seen at the time when the coal production was at its peak?
Two? Okay.
It is a tough topic for everybody, I think, in the community.
Over lunch, Carla Oxenden, whose husband is a retired coal miner himself, describes a sort of catch-22. If weakened coal companies have to put up real money for cleanup, that could send them into bankruptcy. Alpha Natural Resources said as much in financial documents. Quote, failure to maintain self-bonding status could affect our ability to mine, unquote.
On the one hand, you want to see them do what's right, and on the other hand, you know, you understand that your friends and neighbors may still be going to work.
Other big coal companies could be right behind Alpha. Arch Coal and Peabody Energy together have nearly $2 billion worth of self-bonded mines all over the country. Arch recently announced it might soon file for bankruptcy, and in November, Peabody sold mines in Colorado and New Mexico. The deal will free the company of several liabilities, including over $300 million in self-bonding. I'm Lee Patterson for Marketplace.